This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, to my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, doing the job that you're doing and keeping America moving, thank you very much for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our brand new website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us to start the week out is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I also want to give our shout out to the men and women at the Walter Reed Medical Center, taking care of our great president. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the president, Melania, and all the different people who have come down positive with this. Doesn't mean they're going to be sick, but the people that have. And here's the other thing, Kyle. I don't know about you, but I'm furious over the lion sack of, you know what, Joe Biden and his crew. Oh, we're going to take all the negative ads down because it's just not appropriate. Do you know I was watching my favorite team play football yesterday, the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they still had those damn ads going? I'm telling you, what a lion bunch of SOBs.
Well, certainly.
Of course, it was CBS.
Well, of course, and that's done and said because they want to create that air of classiness, as it were, in light of the president's diagnosis and hospital.
They lied, yeah. Kyle.
Yes.
Okay. And the question to me is, and I hate to say this and cut in on you, but attacking the president was despicable.
Absolutely despicable. And they tried to look like they were the good guys and score some good headlines and tweets while they did nothing to tone down their viciousness and dishonesty. They lied to the media. They got caught. God bless it, folks. You got to get out there and realize these people are a bunch of lying skunks, and it's time to get rid of them.
Well, and again, you know, they will blame, well, it takes a long time to get these ads actually pulled.
Oh, but, give me a break.
But can you imagine if the situation were reversed and Trump was running negative Biden ads, if the situation were reversed?
Do you know how long it takes me to remove an ad from my lineup?
Oh, so quick.
Click of a button.
That's right.
On a computer. Click of a button, and it's gone. That's how fast they get removed. So don't buy that crap. Now, am I on a roll yet?
I think you've already, you're on a roll.
I haven't even started. I haven't even started because I'm going to get into the polls and I'm going to get into a long discussion about the polls with Kyle. And I told Kyle something he didn't know. He did not realize that some of these polls where we keep getting the same results and maybe an extra point here or two for Biden and this, that, and the other, those same polls are subscription polls. They keep polling the same people over and over and over and over again. And what did you think was going to happen, Kyle?
Well, of course, then you get, well, you're not really getting any real random samples of actual voters.
Of course not.
Yeah.
That's why these polls have been so wrong, so inaccurate, because the same Democrats that said, well, Hillary Clinton's going to win by 14 points at the same point in the election back in 2016 are doing it again, this time with Biden. But there's just one little thing that doesn't quite make add up to their scheme. You know what it is?
What's that?
Donald Trump is up in terms of percentage-wise by one percentage point over where he was back in 2016 at the same point when he won the election.
Well, precisely. And again, this is, 2016 all over again in some ways. But, of course, what we're looking at, Captain, is the poll numbers that are coming out, they're being used in order to create a narrative that really sort of to give the impression of, well, it's all over.
You're absolutely spot on with that, but I'm going to tell the audience again, and if you don't believe me, just keep paying attention because I'll tell you the truth here. ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC and the Associated Press all have an agenda, and the agenda is not to help President Donald Trump. For example, listen to this headline from the Associated Press. Trump takes a brief car ride, ignoring own COVID infection. What the hell kind of a headline is that?
Well, right. Well, again, I mean, the whole point is, wait a minute, are people trying to get together to influence the election?
Well, you want to hear the headline on Newsmax?
Okay.
Trump surprises supporters with drive-by outside Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Reid. Okay. Here's the headline from Fox. Little surprise visit. Trump briefly leaves Walter Reid to thank supporters, says he's in a real COVID school. Now, all he did was get in his motorcade, have his motorcade, drive out one driveway, drive down the street past where the supporters were, and drive in the other driveway right down the street from it. That's all he did.
That's all he did, but he did a lot by doing that. Number one, of course, he did give the supporters their a great treat, but at the same time, he's also showing the world that he is not incapacitated,
right,
and that he is still vital and in charge.
Hold that thought. And these jackasses called the mainstream media are out there trying to make a negative out of what was a tremendous positive that should make everybody feel good. I'm telling you, you got to quit watching the damn mainstream media and paying attention to them. They are liars. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, this is one of my favorite segments because I get to tell you about Relief Factor, and that's a product that I use and I've been using for almost 5 years right now. And it works for me. It absolutely, positively works for me because I have a constant problem with my left ankle and my left leg, thanks to the World Trade Center, where it gets inflamed and it starts to swell up, and there's not a whole heck of a lot I can do about it except take something that takes it down. And I was taking a narcotic, and I just couldn't stand it because it was not good for me. Made me tired, this, that, and the other. And about 5 years ago, I went to taking a handful of Aleve, and I do mean a handful, about six of them at a time, which is not good for you either. But then I found out about Relief Factor. And there's four ingredients in here that definitely work for me. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. It helps to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, and that's exactly what it does for me. I take this stuff if my leg's swollen up, and in 2 hours it's down, period. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles, too, part of a healthy regimen for you. It's all natural, and it's all available, the three-week quick start for $19.95. Now, that's it, the three-week quick start, $19.95, gets you in the program. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and get that $19.95 three-week quick start. It works for me, and it'll work for you, too. Give it a try. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor in politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line, and good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. I just wanted to give you guys an update. Facebook shut me down. I only made one post, and apparently that was enough to get the attention of the Facebook police, and they promptly at first they said, you know, send us a video of yourself so we can verify that you're a real human being, and I sent them the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later it says, oh, well, we reviewed your account, and it's been permanently disabled, and the decision can't be reversed. And it all goes back to a post I made on the captain's page, which I don't think I said anything wrong. I just basically voiced my opinion based on the observations that I had. And so I just want people to know, you know, whatever you say on there, you run the risk of, if it doesn't agree with the left's narrative, that you just might not be able to get on there anymore.
Did you post a news story, or did you just make a comment and an observation?
I just made a comment and an observation.
Okay, so then they're going that whatever you said was against their standards or rules or something. They've got
Exactly, and all I basically said was, you know, they've looted, they've burned, they've killed at least one person. And so, you know, when they lose the election, you know, pretty much hold on, folks, because you're, you know, you're going to see something the likes that you've never seen before. And I don't think that's wrong. I think that's 100% the truth.
No, and if you add the police officers in there that have lost their lives, then it becomes a different story. But no, they don't want to hear that.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if the professor, you know, I want to hear his take on it.
Okay.
And I want to know if he's ever been blocked or had trouble with them based on what he said, because, you know, when, you know, the captain, unfortunately, you know, with you being who you are, you're somewhat, you know, they can't really touch you, but the rest of us is fair game.
Yeah, I know the procedure.
Right. They're silencing our voice.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're trying to do. Okay, well, thanks for the call, and we'll get a comment here. Okay, Kyle, that's terrible, number one. And number two, I'm not surprised, because if you don't agree with Facebook's ABC policy and guidelines and all that stuff, then they're going to give you a warning, and then they're going to shut you down, right?
Right, and to answer Mike's question, first of all, I'm so sorry that happened, but I haven't had any kind of issue with that, fortunately. But again, you never really know, and that's why a lot of times, you know, I will post a news article, but for some reason, if you give an opinion,
mm-hmm.
you do run the risk that somebody decides they don't like it, and then that's the nature of that platform, and that's a good example of, wait a minute, it's not really free speech on that platform.
And sometimes, I always post news stories, you know, legitimate news stories, and sometimes I run the risk of changing a headline a little bit, but they haven't said anything to me, and all I'll say is the reason for that is because one of my compadres sued them and won, and I'll just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to mess with us because we've already beat them at their own game.
Right, but again, it also points up just how, you know, again, if Biden was going to run away with this thing, I don't think we'd be seeing these kinds of things happen.
Oh, and by the way, Al, I think that's Al. Is that Al? Yeah, it's Al in Nebraska saying, best money I ever spent. My back is so much better now with the relief factor. Well, that's good, Al. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Now, here we go. I already talked to you about the polls and the scenario made up of three of the bigger ones, right?
Right.
Now, this Ogbe poll shows that the president has continued to narrow the polling gaps with Joe Biden. As of right now, well, let's start out where it started in July. July 8th, Biden was leading Trump by 7 points, 49 to 42. The August 9th, 29th poll, Biden had a 6-point lead, 48 to 42. As of right now, the latest poll that was done after the president went into the hospital and after the debate, Biden is up by 2 points. 49 to 47 with 4 percentage points undecided. And this is a statistical dead heat. But if you factor in what's called the shy Trump vote, I think it puts Trump on the winning side of the poll and even up by more.
Right. Well, again, it's sort of the idea of the silent majority way back when, but
sure.
But certainly, I think people are very, very concerned about making their view known with among friend groups. Certainly, out in public, they're afraid of reaction. I also think, Captain, that a lot of Trump voters simply aren't going to pick up the phone if it's a political call, or just won't answer those questions. I think they're done. They just don't want to be manipulated. They don't want anything to be twisted in any shape or form, and they're not going to participate.
Now, that's the Zogby poll I just mentioned. There are a couple of other polls in there. Zogby poll, let's see, 1,500 people, here is another one here. This is something that's really going to blow you away. It's from Breitbart. 1,500 people in the Sunday Express Democracy Institute poll, which, by the way, is totally ad hoc. They just go out and poll people at random. Now, according to this, President Donald Trump now leads Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in a national popular vote poll by 1 point. This poll found that 46% of likely voters support Trump, while 45% support Biden, with 6% undecided. Now, this poll was conducted during the time that they had the debate and that the president and the first lady announced that they were positive for COVID 19. So it had gone up because back in August the 29th, this same poll had Biden ahead by 3 points. Now, the margin of error in this poll, it's apparently a very closely conducted poll in terms of legitimacy. The margin of error in this poll is 2.5%. The margin of error in the Zogby poll is 4%. So if you throw that into play, you really got a wild thing going on there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And the margin of error in the Gallup poll is 5.5%. So, and again, that's one of the subscription services. You subscribe to Gallup, you get to vote in their polls. And, oh, by the way, the same people are voting over and over again. Good God. So, again, everybody's probably just learned something that they didn't know here, but it is what it is. Now, the other thing is, in the IBD TIPP poll was released on Friday, which also included the debate in there, but it did not include the president making his announcement. Now, it shows Biden with a 3-point lead over Trump in the national popular vote. However, the margin of error there, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
5%.
See, that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's very revealing.
Yep. And then you've got the Real Clear Politics of average of polls, which does not include the Sunday Express Democracy Institute poll, amongst polls included in this average. Currently shows Biden with a 7.6 lead over President Trump in the national popular vote. Again, this is the average of all the polls that are out there. But as I just explained to everybody several times, some of these polls are by subscription. The same people keep polling over and over and over again, giving the same result or one even worse. Now, when I come back, I'm going to get more specific with this, folks, and it's going to blow you away with the numbers that are in here that you're not hearing that you should hear that tells a totally different story.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump has released a short video from his hospital.
We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street.
He briefly emerged from Walter Reed Medical Center wearing a mask. He took a quick ride in an SUV and waved to his supporters outside. He then returned back to his hospital room. Physicians are now clarifying the president's status and recovery. The doctors evaded some questions on Saturday, and they're now facing heavy criticism. Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly now says he had administered supplemental oxygen to the president on Friday. He declined to acknowledge that on Saturday. He says he was just trying to reflect an upbeat attitude.
You know, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that is Larry Elder, and you can join Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and myself on October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency down there in the big ballroom. We're going to have the Salem Conservative Summit. Tickets are available by going to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, and make sure that you get your front row seat if that's what you want, or that you come to the VIP meet and greet if that's what you want, and I look forward to seeing as many of you there as can possibly make it. That's October the 23rd. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You have car insurance, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Can you tell us who you have it with?
Actually, well, we have AAA insurance.
Okay, and that's a group that you belong to, right?
That's right.
Well, GEICO is a company that sponsors the show, and they are used to be the Government Employees Insurance Company. That's where they got their name.
That's right.
That's right.
A lot of people don't know that, but that's
Yeah. And when they went public and decided to sell to everybody, then they passed along those same savings to people. I've been there 15 years, and so far, knock on wood, there it is. I'm doing a great job, and they're saving me money. So check them out online, folks, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, well, here we go. I've got these little interesting tidbits here in front of me. Democracy Institute Director Patrick Basham called low support and enthusiasm for Biden as a big-time problem for him as we get closer to the election. People just aren't excited about slow Joe Biden.
No, and they haven't been A part of that was, I think, trying to even get Kamala Harris involved was to try to raise some of that excitement level in terms of having a much younger a senator, someone who is more quote unquote progressive, if you will, whatever the terminology. But that hasn't helped either. In fact, I think it's kind of didn't really move the needle, to be honest. But Joe Biden is not exciting. He doesn't come across with the fire in the belly as maybe even some of the other possible candidates, including Bernie Sanders, did. But the Democrat Party, I think, made a conscious decision they are going to freeze out Bernie Sanders out of the primaries, but thinking that Biden was a better choice.
Well,
but it's all bad.
Here's the deal. To beat Trump, Biden needs 9 out of 10 black votes, and right now he's not getting them, not even close. Donald Trump is polling as high as 21% in these polls, as high as 21%, and as low as 13% with the blacks, and that's going to kill Joe Biden. Now, Donald Trump is performing very well in several key battleground states. Listen to this, Florida, okay? I've heard all kinds of things. Well, Joe Biden's ahead by X amount of points in Florida. No, he's not. I live here, and I can tell you, you don't see Biden signs and Biden people hardly anywhere. And you see hundreds and sometimes thousands of Trump supporters, especially down in South Florida yesterday, where I posted those pictures on my Facebook page. But Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump right now in Florida by 4 points, 48% to 44%. This was a poll that was conducted over the weekend. Now, in Minnesota, Trump leads Biden by 2 points, 46% to 44%. There's a huge upset coming there. The big blue wave is going to be the police officers, the fire department, the EMS people that are going to take down the Democrats in that state because of what they've done to the police. That's a fact. Now, in New Hampshire, get this. Trump leads Biden by 2 points, 45% to 43%, in part because of a poll conducted amongst a bunch of likely voters again in that state on Saturday. Now, the poll currently projects, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Trump is back on track to win 300 plus electoral votes.
Yeah, that's just amazing. But yet they want to flip the script thinking, well, no, that's going to be Biden.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. And here's the other thing. The enthusiasm level amongst the Republicans is at 95%. Do you know what it is for the Democrats?
What's that?
90% in one poll, 89% in another poll, 91% in another poll. That 4% attributes to people that are going to go out and vote.
Well, right, because a lot of these things that you see polls with registered voters, but likely voters are so much more important, obviously. But mm-hmm. you're right. Even in my area, Captain, even here in Orange County, California, I see the Trump pop-up places where you can buy the flags and shirts and stuff. But I think I've seen a couple of Biden signs, and I did see one Biden merchandise place, but I've seen many Trump merchandise pop-ups in recent times. And so there's an enthusiasm even here in California.
And here's the other thing. At the national level, 61% of the poll respondents believe that Donald Trump will be reelected, while 39% believe it'll be Joe Biden. That's a huge advantage. And again, that's the enthusiasm factor kicking in there. Also, 32% of the poll respondents consider law and order is the most important issue. Joe Biden loses on that one, followed by 30% who say it's the jobs and economy. Once again, Joe Biden loses on that. And 15% who say it's a coronavirus pandemic, who Joe Biden apparently is leading in because people think that he'll do a better job with that. But another 15% say it's education, and I'm not sure where that stands because I haven't heard anybody yelling about, oh, education, except for Donald Trump and what he wants to do with the charter schools.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. What is Biden's only, they could say they have all these ideas for COVID, but the one thing that Biden has said he will do is shut down the country.
It's
the experts telling to. So I can't imagine voters out there saying, you know, we're barely kind of getting by. We're just starting to get back to a little bit of normalcy, a little bit. And Biden's going to come in and shut us all down indefinitely.
Well, I am glad that you mentioned shutting down the country, because guess who's shutting down part of New York City again?
De Blasio.
Yeah. What a jackass, because New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is shutting down 300 public and private schools in New York City due to the rise in coronavirus cases, as well as any non-essential business in nine separate boroughs, or residential areas.
Yeah,
not boroughs, but nine separate areas. They don't have nine boroughs in New York.
Yeah, it's the zip codes, I think.
Yeah, zip codes.
Yeah.
And this is, and here we are down in Florida. My governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is saying closing his schools in the spring might have been the nation's biggest public health mistake because they didn't get the herd immunity for the kids.
You know, I want to be safe. You want to be, everybody wants to be safe. There's nobody who doesn't want to be safe. But I wonder how this might have played out in a non-election year, only because of the idea, again, of being able to fight the virus but take precautions.
Yep.
We've identified vulnerable people, and on it would go. But we might have seen a very, very different reaction to all this.
Yep. Now, the other thing is that, let's see here, 12% of poll respondents said that Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court makes them more likely to vote for the president, while 9% says it makes them less, and 79% say it makes absolutely no difference to them. 87% of Biden supporters said they were comfortable with relatives, friends, co-workers knowing how you vote, but only 22% of Trump voters said the same. 19% of poll respondents said Trump's positive coronavirus test made them more likely to vote for the president, while 13% said it made them less, and 68% said it makes no difference at all. Now, how about that?
Yeah, well, no kidding. A lot of times you have people that are already sort of dug in.
And it was one last little question, which was a straight, direct, to the point question. One asked, who won the TV debate? Trump, with 32% of the poll respondents, 18% said Biden, 50% of the respondents said the debate was a draw.
Well, yeah. I think, again, if you look at interruptions or trying to get your point across, but in terms of presence, I think Trump obviously walked away.
Okay. Who got interrupted more and by whom?
Well, Trump got interrupted a lot by Chris Wallace.
Well, there you go. Bingo. Trump got interrupted more by Chris Wallace than he did by Joe Biden.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And I think people immediately began to understand that this wasn't a typical debate. You know, obviously didn't expect it, but it really wasn't something where I think people got a lot out of it because of the interruptions. Yeah.
I have one last little tidbit here. The IBD TIPP poll on that same question returned on the who won found the debate switched more undecided voters to Trump than to Biden, giving Trump the winner's status, 57-33.
That is really interesting. And I also would wonder how many people, Captain, watched that debate again, like on YouTube or something,
maybe
got a different idea.
Fox had a big audience. I know that, but I don't know about the rest of them. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come back with the Trucker Sideway and Bible Report, first one for the night. And I got to tell you, keep your eyes on the skies, especially down here in my neck of the woods, because we have got another tropical system working its way our direction. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, with this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Closest to you, when you see that big old sign up there, the big old billboard for the Pilot or the Flying J Travel Center, pull on in there, check them out. You are going to be amazed and surprised. And guess what? Become a member of the Drivers Club, and you can get a bunch of driver's points and save money on this, that, and the other. And you can get yourself some free stuff along the way, too, being a member of the Truckers Club at the Pilot or Flying J. So, here we go.
People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives, while politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. See, are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
That is a gentleman by the name of Creed Fisher, and I'm going to just keep that on cue here, and I might play a little bit more of that when we come back, but it's called This Place Called the USA, and I'm going to bring Kyle into this mix, and boy, there was a lot of truth in the first part of that, wasn't there?
Yeah, it sure was, yeah.
All righty, well, here we go. I'm going to read the statement, and then, folks, we're going to get into the tropics because we got big problems coming our way again, for, of all places, Louisiana, and that won't be till later this week, maybe the early part of next week. But here we go. Very warm and dry conditions will lead to critical fire weather conditions over portions of the west and eastward into the plains. Meanwhile, locally heavy rainfall is expected over parts of Florida. All across the area, again, we have a tropical system sitting out there. It's called Tropical Storm Gamma. And it's just sitting there churning around, and the outer bands of rain are coming over here to my area. They're also going up into the panhandle and all the way over towards New Orleans. So you're getting shots of rain every now and then. But mainly cool weather will prevail from the Midwest to the East Coast, with periodic bouts of light rainfall. Might even see in the higher elevations snow in the East Coast. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight with out west with just a little bit of the forecast that we understand could be coming through about late this week or so. And that has to do with the jet stream dropping down, and that means that we're going to get some moisture perhaps up in the Pacific Northwest, and depending on exactly what the jet stream does, maybe even large parts of Northern California. Now, this could bring some widespread relief to the wildfires and the air quality in that region that we've been talking about now for literally weeks, basically. So we're looking for that as we head through the week. But right now, for example, in Utah, we're looking at fire weather warnings near Salt Lake City, 79 degrees. We're going to have winds there as well, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Also up in Wyoming, we continue with fire weather warning near Laramie. That's going to have humidity levels of 10 to 15%, and that fire weather warning is spreading over to Cheyenne and now down the I-25 corridor, Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado Springs, air quality alert and fire weather warning in that region. But again, we might see some changes, some cool down, hopefully, as we see some of those changes near the end of the week. Palm Springs in California, 105 for Monday. Phoenix, all still triple digits at 102 degrees. And right now in Portland, Oregon, 73 for Monday. But they've got some dense fog warnings right there now, Captain. Mm-hmm. Also, the air stagnation continues in that area.
Well, I'm going to start out with Nebraska, because up there in Turf, they got a fire weather watch going on up there, a warning, rather, going up all the way across almost to Lincoln on I-80. And the northwestern corner and the western part of Kansas, to include Goodland, you've got a fire weather warning there. Now, you've got a frost warning tonight for half of Missouri into St. Louis, all of Illinois, the eastern part of Iowa on up to the Quad Cities, the southeastern, and then all the way up the eastern part of Wisconsin, all the way to Green Bay, Michigan, halfway across Michigan from Detroit west over to the lake, and then up towards about halfway north up Michigan, and then the northern part of Indiana tonight, Indianapolis, frost warning, southwestern corner of Indiana, and in Florida, we have rain on the east coast of Florida right now with some flood watches over there because it's been raining pretty much all weekend long over there. But here comes the nasty stuff right now. You ready, Kyle?
Yes.
We have got Tropical Depression number 26, which is going to become a tropical storm, and a hurricane emerging into the central part of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected in the Cayman Islands beginning late Monday, and a tropical storm warning is in effect there right now. Dangerous storm surge and hurricane conditions are possible for portions of western Cuba, the Isle of Youth, by Tuesday afternoon, and a hurricane watch is in effect there. In the meantime, heavy rainfall will affect portions of Hispaniola, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, western Cuba during the next few days, and it could lead to life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Now, this system is forecast to approach the northern Gulf Coast late this week as a hurricane, Category 2 hurricane. While there is large uncertainty in the track and intensity forecast at these ranges, there is risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and rainfall hazards along the coast from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. Here we go again. Residents in these areas should monitor the progress of the system and check for updates to the forecast during the week. This is nothing to mess around with, folks. Parts of Louisiana have had as much as 50 inches of rain from three storms so far this season, two tropical storms and a hurricane. This one could be coming at you, too.
This is really significant, Captain. Yeah, I'm looking at the projection here, and certainly Louisiana would seem to be right in the crosshairs.
Well, depending on how far it stays out in the Gulf, right now it's scheduled to go right up the western coast of Florida through the with rain, at least heavy rain and possibly tropical storm conditions. It looks like all the way from the Keys all the way up into southwestern Georgia. The bullseye looks like it's on Louisiana again. Right now it's to the west of New Orleans, somewhere around the central part of the state. However, nothing is cast in stone just yet.
Exactly right. Yeah, so we'll keep monitoring it, but I can't imagine what people are going through, especially if they see another storm like this approaching. It's a lot. It's just a lot.
Well, you've got insurance claims on top of insurance claims on top of more insurance claims, and obviously the insurance isn't going to continue to pay that. So now you're going to have to get the government involved to help the people with any further damage that comes along. Because the one thing about a hurricane is once it does damage once and you fix it, and it does damage twice and you fix it, the third time is usually you fix it.
Right, right, and or they'll stop writing policies altogether. And,
yep, they've done that.
Yeah, and then it's very hard for the residents. Yeah,
they did that in Florida back in I don't remember exactly when it was, 2003 or something like that, four, when we had all those hurricanes, Hurricane Charlie being the most notable of them, and that we had three hurricanes in a row show up just about this time of the year it started, and this is when the storms come into the Gulf or start in the Gulf or the Caribbean and just come on up and visit us. This is when this happens.
Exactly right, yes.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. And, folks, we will be right back on the second hour with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to get a little bit more news-minded this time because I pretty much told you what I wanted to tell you in the first hour. I'll repeat it again, hour number four with Frank Salvato. But we'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.